This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you can already see the cracks, Lee.
Yep.
I mean, the two realities, Trump, there's good news here. I mean, Trump and Russia have both announced that they think that they have come to an understanding that will allow them to have peace and the war. And it's like it's not happening. It's almost as if Washington and our own Senator Lindsey Graham are trying to undermine Trump. Smack in the middle of Trump and Putin both saying, yeah, we think we've come up with a solution, these peace talks. Lindsey Graham, who for some reason is writing the budget in the Senate, and I'm not even sure why the budget's supposed to originate in the House, but whatever, is it proudly announcing, hey, let's fund Ukraine, like the Ukraine war, he means, through 2030. It's like President Trump isn't negotiating the end of it. And you would think there would be some level of excitement. Hey, let's see what kind of deal that they've put together. We don't know yet. No, the Euro weenies are freaking out. We might actually have a resolution to this. They're horrified. They can't stand the idea that this war might end. And in fact, Keir Starmer's like, I'm going to send troops into Ukraine. To do what? What are you going to do? And why don't you send them before now? You go pay for it. Send your troops. Your problem's not ours. It's your continent, not ours. So I don't know what this is. Lindsey Graham's budget increases spending by $342 billion. Okay. This comes out literally Trump and Musk on the same day are saying, look, we're going bankrupt if we don't cut $1 trillion. From the deficit, they probably need to cut more. Their overall plan, they say, is a $1.7 trillion to cut. Okay. It's as if, like, no reality of any kind, the election, none of it has touched the Senate. Fund Ukraine through 2030. Why? Why would we do that? What is your plan? I mean, what do you... Okay. And Fox News is reporting the Pentagon cannot even account for $6 billion. Of the money for Ukraine. And Lindsay's like, oh, let's give him 48 more. I just print it and off it goes. And wow, it'll be great. Okay. And I think it makes sense with what you're looking at right now. Trump is looking at the situation in Congress and going, these Republicans aren't serious. They're telling their constituents they're with me, but they're not. And he's betting. He's just written an executive order, and this is the headline in the UK Daily Mail, to make himself, this is how they describe it, the most powerful president in history as he enacts controversial constitutional theory to seize control of independent agencies. What would this give him the right to do? Cut them down to size. Down to size might be zero. Fire people without congressional approval, bringing them under control of the executive branch. It says it's to rein in independent agencies. And I know what he's doing. He knows that when push comes to shove, all these cuts that DOGE is making, they're just going to pretend they were never made and refund them. That's what these Republicans are going to do that. And he's got to make them. And so he's betting, and he's probably right politically, that while Republicans are too weak to actually go through and make the Doge cuts, even at Doge's recommendation, they're also too weak to stand up to Trump and try to take this power back from Congress. So he's saying, you know what? You guys are so weak. You won't dare to stop me if I'm cutting these agencies down. You don't have the gonads to do it yourself. I do. I'll do it. I'll take the heat. And he's betting they're so weak, they won't stand up to him. It's kind of brilliant. It's really the only way you can handle him, I think.
Yeah. That's and also the way that he's going about getting rid of people within the agencies that are not going to follow along. I look at the criticism. People say, "Oh, you're wanting a loyalty test." No, what you're doing is when you have a new administration that comes in, there's going to be new policies. If you're a member of the federal bureaucracy and you can't follow the policy, get out.
Yeah,
get out. And that's not what happened in the previous Trump administration. You had that shadow government still in there, the Obama folks who were still in there who were refusing to do what Trump wanted to do.
And then there's just the fact that we're not, I mean, they were explaining, both of them last night, we're going to be bankrupt. Elon Musk said that. He also retweeted it overnight. We are running out of time. We are going bankrupt. Look, Congress, and they're coming to realization, Congress will not act. They won't. Not in any significant way. I mean, you got Lindsey Graham running around increasing spending by $342 billion. We just can't do it anymore. And obviously, the message isn't getting through. And you know, that's really sad, because all of the things that the Democrats are dinging Trump on right now, he could have the backing of Congress if they would pass legislation or try to. I know the Democrats, even with a small majority, would find a way to do it. They always whip them into shape. Well, with this, he can't count on Congress to back anything he's doing. That's what this says. So he says, you know what? They're so weak, they won't stop me either. He's going to have to demolish entire federal agencies just to bring, forget even the bankruptcy, the spending, or the $36 trillion, just to get a hold of inflation, which he even admitted last night in that interview with Sean Hannity. He's like, you know, look, inflation is back. We have to tame this. And he emphasized, it's not me. It's left over from Biden. It is. But he's saying, you know, we have to tame this. This is why we're not doing these things to be mean.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And as you pointed out, this is Joe Biden's economy.
Yeah.
You know, there's talk of tariffs, but those things, for the most part, have not been enacted yet. They're on hold.
Yeah.
And some of them are set to begin at the end of this month, and others a little bit further down the road. But so far, these tariffs that, that Trump is talking about have not been put into effect yet. So if you want to talk about inflation, you cannot in any way blame the Trump administration, because we're still dealing with the Biden economy.
Texture writes, Tara, how about mentioning the 12 appropriations bills that are still not being worked on so that Elon Musk's work will all be undone? Yeah, I was going on about that last week. I did a whole podcast on it if you want to listen to it.
Thanks, Speaker Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, this is what they do, okay? Lindsey Graham, it's overt. I mean, at this point, you bring in a budget, as Rand Paul's pointing out, increases spending by $342 billion. You're undermining Trump at this point. You're undermining the brand. You're undermining Trump. You're trying to put the Democrats back in power in the midterms. As far as I'm concerned, you are. You're slapping Republican voters across the state, across the face. Just stay home. Just leave us alone. Just stop. But that's what Graham's doing. What is he doing? He is undermining Trump. If you notice something about Lindsey Graham, He used to be in that Trump inner circle, right? Like he, like you'd catch him in the background in pictures with Trump. He's not there anymore. And I don't know that they've broken up or anything. I mean, I don't think they're on bad terms, but he's not in the inner circle anymore. And what he's doing right now with this stupid announcement, hey, we'll fund Ukraine through 2030. He's undermining Trump. He is. It's deliberate. The timing is deliberate. And he knows, Lee, it's not going to happen. He knows Trump's not going to sign something to fund Ukraine through 2030.
Well, apparently Zelensky, Zelensky knows it too, because he's already talking about what's going to be the next step after the U.S. stops funding his army.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, why do this? And then you've got what Mike Johnson is doing, the speaker, which is nothing. He's not doing anything substantive. And you know, Caroline Leavitt and Trump asked them before he was sworn in, start the bills now, start it now. What you're going to see is a bill in the House that probably has tiny little cuts. Most of them, not the one Doge made. You know, who was running around last night, and he's not wrong. Chuck Schumer, Democrat Chuck Schumer. And it pains me to say he's not wrong, but he's not wrong. And he said, we're going to prove these Republicans don't want to cut anything. Well, what is he talking about? He's not wrong. He's talking about the Republicans in Congress. What he's saying is Trump might be running around making cuts, but his own party doesn't back him. Well, who's his own party? In the Senate, Lindsey Graham. Again, where's Tim Scott? Whose side is he on? Dead silent. That's typical Tim. Dead silent, which means he's not on Trump's side. And what are they doing? They're not. You know, Lindsey Graham is openly undermining Trump. But on the other hand, you got Mike Johnson just wasting time. Get backed up against that budget deadline where the government's going to have to shut down. Just waste some more time and then go, oh, we're out of time. So sorry. That's what he's doing. Texter writes, in an interview with Breitbart, yeah, I saw this. I actually watched this on the treadmill the other day. Thomas Massie, Representative Thomas Massie, said Republicans want to cut zero spending on the big, beautiful bill, not even cutting spending on USAID. Exactly. No, they don't want to do it. Texter writes, Tara Lindsay went to the Super Bowl with Trump a couple of weeks ago. Yes, I know. So I don't think they have broken up or, you know, have negative feelings, you know, acrimony or whatever. But Lindsey Graham is not that appendage at Trump's side like he was. Texter writes, Tara, good morning, Tara. Any chance of Lindsey coming on your show? My guess is zero. He has always got an open invitation. I would love to interview Lindsey Graham. Never done it once, though. Texter writes, let's be honest, Lindsey is breathing his last political breath. Yeah, I don't know. I think Lindsey Graham will be carried out of the Senate by six pallbearers. I really do. It's a Babylon Bee meme the other day.